Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ons Moore. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Hutchinson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Fred Hutchinson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to second. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Ons Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Schultz moves to second. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Moore steals second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Lobbs steals second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. One out. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christman is walked intentionally. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift bunts towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to second. One out. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Outlaw. The throw from Schultz and he is safe. Outlaw steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Outlaw moves to third. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a fly ball towards left. Heath catches it and throws to home to double up Outlaw. Two outs. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Helf now catching. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbein strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bloodworth. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Bloodworth steals second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hutchinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Bloodworth scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hutchinson moves to third. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-2 in the game. Moncrief is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. Berardino is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Kramer steals second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Cullenbein moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a line drive towards first. Cullenbine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Christman bunts towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Helf moves to second. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-3 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stevens hits a pop-up into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Onsmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore bunts towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wakefield moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to second. Tom Farrick now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbine moves to third. Bloodworth moves to second. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hutchinson hits a line drive towards third. Christman catches it and steps on third to double up Cullenbine. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 4 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 4 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cullenbine scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.